cry. Me?
I said, there was nobody. And all of this happened to me, and I'm thankful for that. So I'm happy.
Write down somewhere, being happy, because this is the first thing you need. You need only three things to be a happy, a good human being and have a good life. The first thing is happiness. The second one is being useful. Whatever I learned, I try to use it. Ayaz is doing that, remember? Any opportunity for him is how to serve, how to be good, how to give a lot to. When the king said, go and see what is that caravan going, do you remember? Minister by minister, they go and they come back with the correct answer. He will say, where is this caravan coming from? The minister will go and will come back and say, coming from Baghdad. So where is it going? I didn't ask. We'll send another fellow, and another fellow. Then we'll send Ayaz. Ayaz comes back with all informations. Somebody will say, why all of this? He said, because he was asking questions. I have to be ready to be useful. Are you listening? What am I talking about? Being happy. Because if you're useful, you feel happy. If you're useless, you cannot feel happy. So, first is happiness, second is usefulness. The third one and the last one is hopefulness. That I know that I do this, then there will be a fruit out of this. Something will come out. What I'm talking about? I'm talking about being useful and being happy. These three are one. Somehow there is only this. This is the feeling good. A human being should feel good like this. Be happy, be useful, be hopeful. So I try to all of this. The model we made for this is Ayaz. Because at the end of the day, a part of these three stuff that I counted, what do I need? Really? We are living in a time, in a very special time, and we are living a very silly life because we don't pay attention that everything is changing so fast. The life of me has nothing to be compared with the life of Rumi. In that time was now we are in another period of time. We understand a lot of this stuff. And we have a lot of good examples to understand the even magic. Anyhow, he explained all of this to tell you that at the end of the day, when you are selfless, you are in the right path. And your experience will improve you. So come in the path. I hope you remember the last story that we were talking about. As usual, Rumi was explaining. In this book is a lot of that. The advice of the champion, the story of some fellow who wanted to be martyred. Do you remember the story? He said all that story to say what? He brought in different examples from here, from there, but one of the examples that I highlighted is
in Asop, stick. That stick which was in the hand of the Moses. Do you remember? Which was reasoning. And with the reasoning, he tried to convince Pharaoh to do something. Here, he said the truth of the road swallow the figure. The Pharaoh-like eye is filled with dust and gravel. I don't know how my pronunciation is there. Yeah, this is silly. I don't know how my English language really is, because nobody will tell me. Yeah. The English-speaking people, they try to give some compliment and blah, 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 they don't. And the others, they don't know, but they have the same problem. Therefore, I don't know really how you get it when I'm talking like this. But I know, when I'm reading, everybody is like this. Because they think, this is the way it should be read. No. I show you how should it be read. Do I or not?
Yes, you read the Persian.
At the end of the day, I read the Persian one. That's the way it should be read. So I don't know. But, I see... that stick was the honest stick, was a stick of honesty, because we bring all different reasonings, but in the hand of the Moses was the honesty. Now, let's read one paragraph. Not to say we didn't do anything today. To you, maybe this reading is important, because that's where you put your signs and go with. For me, the first part is important. Bringing it all together. Again and again and again, I go to book 1, 2, 3, 4. I come back and forth, and you have seen how many times I do it. I still do it, not in a way that I want to teach, the way I want to learn, because I realize actually I'm analyzing the mood of Rumi. I'm even familiar with his change of mood when he becomes romantic. Now, wait, in the next book he becomes silly. Because he wants to say it directly to you, and you will be shocked and surprised. Anyhow, Peter.
38:15.
Yeah.
The story of the warrior who every day used to take 1 dirham separately from a purse containing silver and throw it into a ditch for the purpose of thwarting the greed and cupidity of his fleshly soul. And how his soul tempted him, saying, "Since you are going to throw into the ditch, at least throw it away all at once, so that I may gain deliverance. For despair is one of the two reliefs." And how he replied, "I will not give thee this relief either."
Yeah, okay, you hear it. He made up a story of a silly fellow who is throwing out the money, peace. By peace, not altogether. Why? Somehow he explained, because this repetition is doing, by repeating something, I'm doing something to me. This is the way I could correct myself. Put myself in a position to be able to do that little one, yes. It's only one tuning, okay. But I can do it. And the main thing is, this torture is for me, is good for me. So I have to repeat it. Yes.
A certain man had 40 dirhams in his hand. Every night he would throw one into the seawater in order that the long agony suffered in deliberation might become grievous to the illusory soul. He advanced with the Muslims to attack. In the hour of retreat, he did not fall back in haste before the enemy. He was wounded again. He bound up those two. 20 times were the spears and arrows broken by him. After that, no strength remained. He fell forward, the seat of truth, because his love was true.
Okay. You see, it's another very simple to bring you this complication. First was this throwing out, I have 40 bucks, and each time I pass through, I throw a loony. Then it became a little bit more serious, going in the war and being wounded. Wound by wound, he would stitch it, and goes again and again. In both, there is one thing being repeated, the torture to me. But this is not a torture, is it? Is it? Could you define it as a torture? It's my own decision, is my will. Haha, this is what you should understand. The bad thing happening to me is torture if I don't like it. But if I like it, it's not a torture. What is it? If it is not torture, what is it? How about practice? All these sports people, look at them. They are doing those physical stuff. Why? They enjoy it because they are practicing and making themselves strong, isn't it? That's what the practice is. So, you should understand this, that my wishes could change the face of a torture, from a torture to practice. Yes?
Truth consists in giving up the soul. Hark, try to outstrip in the race. Recite from the Quran, men who have been true. All this dying is not the death of the form. This body is like an instrument for the spirit.
Translation. This is highlighted. This is very important to understand. When here we talk about death, we are not talking about that death of the animal stuff. This is, you should understand. This dying from this doesn't mean you really die. That part of your animal will die in you. That's what we say, death. Yes.
Oh, there is many a raw one whose blood was shed externally, but whose living fleshly soul escaped to yonder side. Its instrument was shattered, but the brigand was left alive. The fleshly soul is living, though that on which it rode is fled to death. His horse was killed before his road was traversed. He became naught but ignorant and wicked and miserable.
You see, he's comparing two opposite situation. Somebody who is trying and doesn't succeed, the other one who succeeds and all that. And say, all of this is happenings, exactly like the happenings outside. Look at your ego. Your ego has a lot of instruments. Those instruments should be broken, then your ego will give up. So pay attention to what really you're doing and what is the outcome.
If a martyr were made by every bloodshed, an infidel killed also would be a Mu'sa'id. Oh, there is many a trusty martyred soul that has died in this world. It is going about like the living,